It was a very interesting read today, a university study on racism in Australia. The study from Monash University surveyed 10,000 people to find our attitudes to race and immigration. And there is a statistic in the study showing 19% of third-generation Aussies say there are too many immigrants. Now, you might be thinking, oh, there you go. Further proof Australia's racist. But at the same time, 18% of third-generation Aussies say that racism and discrimination are attributes that they like the least. But the most interesting finding refers to Muslim Australians. It says that 72% of Muslims in Australia have a sense of belonging, and 75% are satisfied with life in this country. Now, that goes against the idea that Muslims are isolated in Australia or fear for their safety or feel like they are second-class citizens. I think some are very quick to rush to the conclusion on behalf of Muslims that Muslims feel like they don't belong here. But often the people who rush to those conclusions are not the Muslims. They make up their minds on behalf of Muslims most of the time without even talking to them. But when you talk to them, 72% have a sense of belonging in Australia. 75% are satisfied with life in this country. Now, you'll remember during the Sydney siege, when the I'll Ride With You social media campaign sprung up, it was a campaign for people to sit next to Muslims on public transport. And it started after a woman claimed on Facebook that she offered to protect a Muslim who felt uncomfortable wearing her hijab on the train. But it was later revealed the Facebook post was made up. So thousands of people had posted saying, I'll ride with you, to protect people from something that never happened. You had people rushing to sign up to help people who had not been attacked while the real attack was going on at that very moment inside the Lindt Cafe. But if you believe those who want to paint us in a bad light, you'd be convinced that Australia is racist. Well, that's not the experience of my mates who are Muslim. And there was also that social experiment filmed in Sydney back in 2014, which saw a man abusing Muslims in public. They were actors, and the abuser was a Macquarie University student, and everything was filmed on hidden camera. And what they wanted to see is, how do Aussies react when a Muslim is being marginalised in public? But in every case of abuse, people stepped in and stopped it from happening. Every single time. Sydneysiders jumped in to defend someone being attacked because of their faith. I'll say it again, 72% of Muslims feel a sense of belonging, 75% are satisfied with life in this country, and that fits in with the Australia I know. In the Australia I know, people don't cop bullies who harass people for no good reason. And we saw it happen the other night at the AFL, a young woman racially abusing an Indigenous AFL player. So what did the crowd do? Well, they hit record on their mobile phones to dob her in, filmed her throwing a banana at Eddie Betts, and she was turfed out. People who think we live in a racist country must be living in a different country to me.